been fine if he stayed here. It's when he got over to Navasota that he ended up getting in trouble.
Yeah, it didn't work out well for him over there.
No, huh?
Yeah, die here, we'll put a statue up. Oh, yeah, that's a nice trade-off.
Yeah, he just didn't die voluntarily.
Yeah, didn't. Yeah, well, yeah. All right. And, you know, all the years that we studied LaSalle, remember when, was that, like, seventh grade? I don't know when we do world geography and all that. They never once mentioned Navasota when they're talking about LaSalle. Never once.
I can't say that I'd ever heard of Navasota until I moved to College Station.
Well, there you are.
Nothing against Navasota, that's but right. I didn't. You know, I lived up in Dallas. Yeah. And, you know, I was all hootie-tootie up there.
So there.
Know.
Police in Everett, Washington found a man with a steak knife sticking out of his back.
Well, someone didn't like him either.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, was he.
The result of an
long enough?
No, an argument with a woman at a drinking party.
No.
Now,
kidding.
Excuse me. Have you ever been invited to a drinking party?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you might be invited to a party where drinking takes place.
Where people
place.
Are imbibing.
Yeah. Right. But, I mean, have you ever gotten an invitation to a drinking party?
Well, they're just getting right to the point, you know?
I like that.
They're not skirting the issue
at all. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
Does Hallmark make invitations just for drinking parties?
Yeah, really.
According to the Everett Herald, the trouble started when the woman, whoops, it says here she was 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. Challenge to do a backflip, okay?
Watch this.
I can do a backflip.
I bet you can't do a backflip. Off of
it. Used to be a cheerleader.
I bet you can't do a backflip.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Was it just like a flat-footed backflip the divan?
And where
what?
Was the divan? Where was this?
It was in Everett, Washington.
Oh, Everett, Washington. Yeah. Is that near Seattle?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure everything's near Seattle.
Yeah, something like that. Police.
Just curious. Yeah. Mark Edwards is listening. He can correct us because he's from Washington State. Okay. So looking it up right now. I'm just wondering if this was a college party was my point.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. The trouble started when, in preparation for trying the backflip, she took off her shoes.
Okie dokie.
And that was when the 19-year-old started teasing her that her feet smelled.
Uh-oh.
That's when she grabbed the knife.
Yeah, Everett's just north. It's on I-5 north of Seattle.
Okay. So, note to self, when alcohol is involved, don't tease the girl about her feet smelling. He's recovering in a hospital, punctured lung. She faces charges of second-degree assault with a deadly weapon. I don't know if her feet smelled. He may have just been making fun of her. He may have just been speaking the truth.
Well, right. Once again, you know, it was a drinking party.
Yeah.
So maybe he just called it like he saw it.
Inhibitions probably had been cast to the wind. Well, after a look at the colors on the brands of the top 100 websites in the world, it turns out that the web landscape is dominated by a large number of brands that are what color? What color? The answer would be blue. Although red occupies a large amount of space as well. So why is blue so popular? A lot of brands that have grown to be global have started as small web startups, and now they've kind of, you know, gone viral and they're big time. While large corporate giants branding their departments, they spend quite a bit of money on research to brand it the right way. They use testing and the galvanic skin responses. Look at this and this color and this color. Lots of websites got started with brands created by the founders themselves with little or no research. They ask Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, from Mr. Facebook.
Yeah, he'd be Bookface. He'd be Mr. Bookface, the founder. They ask him why he chose blue. He said, "I'm colorblind. It's the only color I can see."
Ah.
So significant research on that. Yeah, it's the only one I saw. Hello?
You sure that girl at that party wasn't doing the hokey pokey?
You take your left shoe off?
Yeah,
take
got
your
it.
Right shoe off? Yeah, I mean, not sure. Okay, now how's this? Need further proof that the internet is turning into, they're making us turn into antisocial folks? Look no further than the results of a new survey from the firm PC Tools. According to their survey, 29% of U.S. American internet users see no problem whatsoever with accessing the internet during a wedding. 41% think it's perfectly acceptable to surf during family dinners. 8% think it's okay to log on during church.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good about that, are you?
Yeah. Okay. We might get called out if that guy.
Could, and in some churches, that probably could.
Well, look who's posting on their Facebook.
29%.
You can see a lot from the pulpit, can't you?
I'm telling you, you can survey a lot.
29% say there's no problem doing that at a wedding.
Of course, it doesn't matter. We see you. All that matters is you know that Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. And he's got a little higher pulpit than you.
Right.
So anyway, just telling you. Just there
saying,
it is. So. Yeah. 29% say it's okay at a wedding, 41% during family dinners. And again, we've talked about that at restaurants. You see the faces of everybody but the young ones. You see the top of their heads because they're looking down.
And I've told this story before, but it's been a long time, about fiddling with electronic things in church.
Uh-huh.
I was in church one time, and this is a small church that actually, when you stood in the pew, you really weren't that far away from the street.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So I have my hand in my pocket, and I'm fiddling with my keys. And I just happened to push that red button on my key thumb.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, during the sermon, I'm hearing this honk, honk, honk. You know, it's a faint honk because it's got to come from the street through the wall,
through the
but it comes
the
into the sanctuary.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I think, oh, my Lord, what have I done? And all I can think of is I got to push that red button again and just hope that it turns it off.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it did.
Oh, you didn't, like, pull your hand out and angle it down the aisle?
No, I actually did. I pulled it out of my pocket where nobody could see it, and I sort of aimed it towards where the street was. And I pushed it again, and the Lord was on my side that day.
Which now brings up a
because it stopped honking.
I think you should have hedged your bets. You should have, you know, surreptitiously done that, and at the same time turned around and looked at somebody going, is that your car?
Yeah. Who is that?
No, it was me. Oh,
what
man.
What kind of Philistine is doing that?
That's right.
It was, but you should have seen the look I got from my bride.
Yeah.
She looked at me and she mouthed the words, was that you?
Which brings up an interesting point. When was the last time you were in a garage or in a parking lot or something like that and an alarm went off on a car?
Uh-huh.
And tell me, what was your first thought? Was it, oh, my God, somebody's car is being stolen?
No.
Or, man, that's annoying. I wish somebody shut that off.
Yeah, somebody's alarm accidentally going off.
So, because if you're trying to make a career out of selling car alarms now, I'm just thinking that the market probably has passed you by.
Yeah.
All right, so with the latest season of House beginning, another strong woman is being added to the cast.
Who's that?
Candace Bergen.
Oh, really? God, we haven't seen her in a long time.
Well, we were talking about her, I think, during her birthday a couple of months ago. At some point in the season, you will see Hugh Laurie standing toe-to-toe with Candace Bergen.
That'll be good, because I like Candace Bergen, but has she done anything regular at all since Murphy Brown?
Well, no. Her husband
passed
died,
away.
Right,
yeah,
so she's
and,
just been
yeah.
there. Anyhow, right. That's right.
Wow.
So she will play Cuddy's mama.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So,
is she? I mean, I realize that, you know, she's not as young as she used to be.
Yeah,
none of us
I
is. But is she old enough to do that?
I bet she's.
Because Cuddy's in her 40s.
Yeah, I bet she's in her 60s.
Yeah, we'll check the ages on these folks before Tom Sports and find out about that. But anyway, that premieres tonight, by the way, House. I don't think she'll be on tonight. But
Well, I'm willing to bet Candace is older than Scott and me, so that would put her in her 60s.
Yeah.
So that'd be believable.
And she appreciates that.
Yeah.